The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that gets turned on by a lot of everyday things. Especially if they vibrate. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hey everybody, welcome to number 94. I'm excited today. I'm zapping myself out of my tired, grumbly, tummy mood. But I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I hope you guys are too. With me, as always, is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is up?
Nothing much. What's going on?
It's getting chilly outside.
Well, nice. I would just say not hot.
Okay, well, my nipples are
feeling the temperature change.
Yes, they're feeling the temperature change.
I didn't know they were like barometers.
They
Can they
are.
Tell me if there's a hurricane coming?
They might.
Earthquake.
They can tell you when a titty twister's coming.
You are so funny, Katie.
You set me up.
I'm
just
you.
Knocking him down.
If that's what you think you're doing.
Whatever.
Do
those of you who are friends with mine on Facebook, you guys know my weird and kind of dumb sense of humor. Especially with that cat video with the people's mouth. Never mind. If you're not on it, you're not on it. You should check it out, though. KinkyKatieRadio at Facebook.com. If you guys want to join in the conversation, give us a call, 941-421-0401. Are we taking calls tonight?
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah, Skype's being weird.
Yeah, Skype's been weird, so you can't Skype in.
Well, no. I mean, you can Skype in. The phone number goes through Skype there.
Oh.
Princess Dipwadi.
I get
of the Dipwadi tribe.
I'll get on my lightsaber.
Do something.
Princess Dipwadi. See, yeah. I get treated over here?
What?
My God.
What? You didn't know that the actual number went through Skype?
Well, yeah, no, I did.
See?
I did, because I know when they call in when
but
I do
don't
the other.
Skype in, though.
Whatever.
You can call. Either way, if I drop you or lose you, sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, we lost a guest last week, and then it was like, like he's trying to call in, but every time he called in, it would like drop the audio from the broadcast. It was fucking odd.
Yeah, so I felt really bad. So whatever, but we figured out a way how to do interviews, so we'll be doing interviews. Not to worry.
It's a lot easier getting people when it's not 10 o'clock on a Monday night.
Yeah,
yeah,
Monday's
a weird night for like middle of the night kind of thing.
Depends who you are.
And for those of you who are most of you who listen on a delayed, you know, podcast action, you know, you're listening to it whenever. It's really Monday night, 10 o'clock. Just so you know.
Yeah, Monday night. 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Even porn people don't like want to call in at 10. Fuck no. They're like, I don't know, man. I'm like doing so. It's Monday. I'm still sleeping from the weekend, bro.
And then I got that coleslaw shoot at noon. I have to get to it.
My holes have to be extra clean, honey.
Ew.
So what are we doing tonight? What's going on?
We're doing lots of... we're also coming to you live from RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com.
Sure.
In case you guys don't know, but now you know, Halloween's coming up. Yay! Halloween's next week.
Sure it is.
Oh my gosh.
That would be the 31st. It's not quite next week. That's like 12 days. It's almost two full weeks. It's a week
from this Saturday.
Okay, it's Monday, weirdo.
Yeah, so two
Princess Dibwadi. Whatever,
you know what I mean. Okay. It's next week.
It's somewhere in the next few months. It's about to happen. It's around the corner.
So I finally figured out, no thanks to you guys out there. Everyone's like, go naked. Nah. I can't go out naked, people. So I decided I'm going to be a pagan priestess.
Thad Ram.
I'm not going to.
You're going to be Thad Ram again.
I'm not.
Telling you. You involve those horns, you're going to be like, immediately, you're going to look like a sad Ram.
But it's cute, though. No,
a cute sad Ram, yeah.
I'm going to watch some makeup tutorials and do something different. I'm not going to do the fucking horrific thing I did to myself last time.
It wasn't horrid. The only thing you did that was coloring in your nose. Then you looked like a sad Ram. Putting the dark spot on the nose
so
was
no
like.
No nose?
No.
No nose?
That's what made you a sad Ram. It's so, so sad. A little.
Well, the outfit just
Ram. Now it's just a saddle.
Shut
Ram.
Up. Well, it's a different outfit that I'm going for because I actually want to. So I got to mention Yandy.com. If you guys need some lingerie or some costumes and stuff, go over to Yandy.com.
Really? We're only 85% of it's made in China.
I don't care. Screw it.
I'll go with Singapore.
Well, they also have a big brown beaver costume, which is really cute.
Do they?
It's like a little velour romper. It's got a beaver tail. It's got little beaver ears.
Okay.
That goes your big brown beaver.
I'm not sure where you're going with the
I really don't know.
Beaver outfit.
Because it's a beaver, you know.
Okay. I got
premise. No.
Oh yeah. I know. I've heard the song.
All right. Well, let's hop into it then, shall we? We shall. All right, so the secret world of the Americas Ren Faire. So, yeah, I've never been to Ren Faire, even though we used to live right across the street from one of them.
Yeah.
But that was over at like Quiet Waters Park or something like that. But
yeah.
So, but it was called the Pleasure Fair, and it started in California, which I'm not really surprised about that either. But it's grown more into kind of like a family-friendly festival.
What is this again? What are we talking about?
We're talking about the sexual world of America's Ren Fest.
The things you got to do, like when you're the head engineer along with the co-host, there was like a weird noise. I don't think you guys could hear it, but it was like a very, and we're both listening to it going, what the fuck is that? And it's not showing up in the little level meter. Anyway, I was trying to fix it, so I have no idea what you've been talking about.
That's okay. Well, you don't have to know the what I was talking about before.
Okay, good.
I figured you weren't really listening to me anyway.
I wasn't.
But but now we're saying that it's like a great place for kinksters.
Oh, kinkster amusement park? Is that what you're talking about?
No. We're talking about Ren Faire.
Oh, Ren Faire.
Ren Fest.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gotcha. The pickle guy. Everybody loves the pickle guy.
He's a pickle guy.
Well, I don't know what it is, but every time I talk to a girl about Ren Fest, they always say, check out the pickle guy.
Because he probably got a really big pickle.
Oh, it's something.
It's tasty. It's briny.
I guess whatever Ren Fest you go to, the pickle guy's always hot, half-dressed.
Well, a lot of people are always half-dressed.
It is Ren Fest.
Well, anyway, but now it's not just in the U.S. anymore. That's in other countries. They're in Australia. It's there and over in the U.K. and they're even in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. But many people in the BDSM community, they say that the Ren Fest, that's their favorite recreational like destination.
Well, it's good. There's a lot of people making floggers and leather things. And
corsets.
Corsets. And
wenches with their boobies everywhere.
I wonder why that is. That because that's completely true. A lot of people that are into BDSM really do like Ren Fest.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Well, it says a lot of people also, they talk about meeting their BDSM partners at Ren Fairs.
Come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They say some even credit them as to their first intro into the kinky lifestyle.
Really?
Yeah. They also, they talk about it. There's the world's largest BDSM forum. It's called collarchat.com.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah. Was that like, are they affiliated in any way, shape, or form with the Daily Flogger?
No.
Okay. Then I might like them. What's going on? Who are they again?
Well, it's a BDSM chat forum.
Cool.
So you should go in there, you can talk about stuff and you can
about
learn
Ren
stuff.
Fest.
And it's a lot bigger than FetLife apparently. Well, some people actually have complained, another big shock, about some of the groups that attend this the Ren Fairs. In Texas there's this one group that set up a bondage camp near the entrance. It says but wait a minute, but the local Ren Faire newsletter praised them. And they also praise a nudist kinky group called Clan Dragonborn.
Okay.
But they're aka the Naked Knights and Disrobed Damsels for displaying a fresh step away from the hyper family friendly.
Huh.
So they're trying to get it to go You know, I mean, they're still family friendly, but they kind of want to bring it back to what it used to be.
Okay.
Like the whole just whip them, beat them, put them in some stocks. And
when did it used to be that?
When it started.
Really?
In the 60s.
Was it?
Yes.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying.
No.
You weren't even alive. How do you know?
Because I read it.
Come on.
I actually did some background checking into this.
You saw some pictures?
I didn't see pictures.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
How do you know that you know what you know? But that's cool. I didn't know that. I never thought of it because an awful lot of people that we know that are into BDSM are definitely Renfest people.
Amber goes because she can get her fucking titties up to her chin and she makes money.
She does. Now, wait a minute.
And she serves liquor.
Is she the pickle guy?
No, she's not the pickle guy.
Is she in the barrel with the pickle
guy?
She
might have known the pickle guy. But, I mean, I don't think she knows him.
And she wishes she knew the pickle guy.
I want to meet the pickle guy.
Do you? You don't remember going to... You ever been to a Renfest?
No.
What?
I've never been to a Renfest.
I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, we have.
And I'm always like, what? Because they had one right across the street.
Yeah.
We lived across the street from one for like 2 years.
See, this is one of the things that I mentioned in the beginning, but he was screwing with audio stuff, so he didn't catch that part. So that's okay.
Or maybe I didn't. I'm just making us repeat ourselves.
Either way.
That's my plan.
That's all right.
It's my diabolical.
Diabolical?
Whatever.
Okay. All right. Yay. I'm sorry. I'm going back to the whole Halloween thing. You can wear your floofy shirt.
I can.
And your stretchy pants.
I have floofy shirt. I do.
See, I
why are you so excited that I get to wear it?
Because I like your little chicken legs. I'm just teasing. He doesn't have chicken legs. They're manly, big, honking meat hooks.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Especially like them when they're against my face, you know, crushing me. When I'm trying to poke at his ball sack and he gets all feisty. Would you stop it, please?
I have to make my tea tasty, sorry.
Is that how we do this?
Chicken legs.
Every time.
Chicken legs, really?
Oh, come on. You know I'm teasing.
Yeah.
Anyone who's ever seen you knows you don't have chicken legs.
How am I supposed to be strong and powerful when you talk about me like that? How's it supposed to happen?
I'm sorry. Next time I'll throw it in your butt and we'll see how manly you feel. I think this is just maybe a little getting back at you from all the times you poke at me on this show.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, but people seem to like it, though.
I don't poke at you at all.
Bullshit. You love to see me all flustered and just all...
Well, that's just
locked
funny,
up.
Though.
See what I mean?
It's just entertaining, really. People want to be entertained.
Yeah.
They're not going to be entertained unless somebody kind of squirms a little. And you're easier to make squirm than I am.
That's true. Then again, I've not tried the GAC on you yet.
Yeah, well, good
squirm.
Luck. Good luck holding me down for that.
That's true.
Bring a couple friends.
I'd have to bring more than a couple of friends. Well, I'd have to go with industrial restraints or something.
And you may want to condition me before you let me go. Somehow, I don't know how you guarantee, like, everything's going to be cool once you let me go. You know what I mean? After you, like, prison rape me with the Great American Challenge, like, with multiple people, I'm supposed to be okay with that when you let me up. You know what I mean? Like, really, a sensible person's going to say, hey, he's probably not going to be okay when we let him up. So, really, getting me there is like, that's part of the problem. But then dealing with me afterwards, what happens then?
This
you know?
Is why I implanted a chip. I implanted a chip inside your brain.
You got it in my food.
I have the remote control.
Good
so
job.
If something happens, I can just press the button and boom.
My head explodes.
That's right.
Awesome.
See?
Well, whatever.
I've thought of this.
Me. It's not going to stop me.
You never know.
It's not going to stop me. It'll be worth it. I at some point, it's going to occur to me, hey, I think I can get to her before she gets to that fucking button. You know what I mean? And I'm going to go for it. Like, at some point, I'm going to get sick of the bullshit and say, fuck you and that button. We're doing this shit.
I have multiple buttons.
I'll periscope that shit. You go to jail forever.
I won't go to jail.
Sure you will.
You'll go to jail.
What are you talking about?
Please, everybody thinks that we're some crazy...
Prison ass rape me. You prison... And since you brought friends, I have witnesses that you prison ass rape me and put an exploding chip in my fucking head. You know what I mean? If that's not self-defense, I don't even know. I don't even know where to go with that.
Oh, please. I just shoved a chocolate chip in your ear. You're fine.
I don't think I even need a good lawyer for that. You know what I mean?
Better call Saul.
Yeah.
It'll help you out.
Nice. Nice.
You've known a lot of women in your life.
I guess.
I'm not saying in the biblical sense, but I'm just saying you've been around a females in all sorts of bitchiness.
Yes.
What would be the most annoying thing that a woman could say to you?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many things, depending on the situation, that would be the worst thing in that situation.
I can name like 12 that I do to you, like, wait, fucking every day. And you're just like, Jesus off. Christ.
Rail them off then, because I, like I said, situationally, there are horrible things. Like, the worst thing is going to change depending on what's going on. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I know when I say, oh, do you need anything? You sure? You okay? You hungry?
Yeah, when I say five no's and you keep asking.
Well, because sometimes you change your mind.
Yeah, I change my mind just to placate you. You realize. I know if I don't say eventually that I, yes, okay, I want something. Can I have a tuna fish casserole? And that keeps you busy for like a half an hour, 45 minutes of not asking me if I want anything again.
Okay, good. At least we're on an understanding. Just fucking say it. Just say you want something right off the bat, and then I'll stop.
You do.
See?
And then you stop asking because you're like, fuck that. I'm not asking his ass because he's going to make me do something.
I do not want to make Eggs Benedict.
That's right.
God.
That's right. I want pancakes and waffles.
And sausage.
Since you're asking. See, but I don't do that to you, really. I really don't.
No, you don't.
I really just, no, sweetie, I'm fine. No. No, no. Okay, some tea. Like,
but going back to the
what's
whole.
The worst
can
thing
I? Can
you
I
say
get?
To
no,
me?
No, can I
Are
get you,
you done yet? You know that's one. Did you come? Maybe laughing when you break out your cock. That's pretty fucking horrible.
I've never done that one.
You know, in front of a bunch of people, going, you know, he'd be a lot better in bed if he didn't have such a little micropeen. Like calling it a peen in front of people, that could be pretty fucking horrible. You know what I mean?
Well, this isn't just something that emasculates you. These are things. There was like a list.
That's the worst things you can do to a man.
Well,
just so
yeah,
you know.
But that's not what I was asking okay. about. But that's okay though, because we'll.
I'm just making up my own category now, am I?
Yeah, but that's all right. I like it.
Okay,
I dig it.
Good.
You're doing good.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about then?
All right. Well, there was this long list, and I chopped it down to 10.
Oh God.
Shut up. No, I see the look on your face. Fucking but it's just list. Things that women say that annoy all men.
Great. Let's go through them.
Fine. I won't go through them all.
No, let's go through them. I want to hear them.
Just like, I don't care where we eat. And then you say where you want. I don't want that.
Well,
I don't want
to
go
and
there.
I told you a way to combat that. And you have found in your own travels that is asinine as that motherfucking shit sounds. The
it
shit,
works.
Yes. If somebody asks you, you ask them, where would you like to eat? And they say, I don't know. You just immediately have to ask them, if you knew what you wanted, what would it be?
All right, well, let's do it back and forth so they understand what we're talking about.
So what do you want for dinner?
I don't know.
But if you did know, what would it be?
Probably tacos.
See, and it works every... You will do that to people, and then they answer you, and it's just... You stand there slack-jawed like, are you fucking kidding me? That's all that it took is me to say, oh, but if you did know... What would it be? And then they spit out four fucking things.
I have tested this on quite a few people. Not quite a few, but like four or five. And it has worked every single time.
I don't get it.
And it wasn't even just about what you want to eat.
Yeah, you do it for anything. When somebody's like, I don't know, I'm not sure. But if you did know, what would it be?
Like, I don't want to, like, I don't know what I want to do tonight. Or, mm-hmm. or you know, I don't know what I'm going to wear to the so-and-so.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. And you'd be amazed. I don't get people sometimes.
So y'all need to try that because it really, really works. And then they don't get mad at you. And they don't say, I don't know.
And if anything, they just look at you like, how am I supposed to know if I don't know? And then, well, if they get pissed off, at least you won't be going to dinner. You go by yourself. Go wherever.
Fuck you'll get a 4 for $4 at Wendy's and whatever.
There you go. They got a cool Halloween burger at Burger King.
So when you shit on her chest later, you can be like, here, I got you flowers. Some shrubbery.
The green poo of excellence.
Oh, my God. I told you they have that Halloween costume now, right?
What, the green poo?
Yeah, it's a
burger,
it's a black whopper
poo.
and the green shit.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like a pear?
Yeah, it is. It's a couple's costume.
Good job.
Like, yay.
Did they have like a colonal rectal tumor there as well?
No.
From whatever was causing the green poo that gives you a tumor when you're 80?
No.
No. How about the tumor on your dick you get after eating it?
If you got a tumor on your dick after eating it, I don't think it was from the Whopper, and you should probably get that checked.
Well, that's, you know, when sometimes when my fetish play gets in the way, You had to go with, like, we call it a green poo slider, to be honest with you. Oh.
I just call him Terry the Teratoma. We're friends. Well, some other ones that, why are you flirting with her?
Yeah, it wouldn't irritate me. What do you mean, why? She's got great tits. Did you see her? Did you see her ass? Like,
yeah,
is,
but
that, is that rhetorical? Like, really? You know why?
But you know, if you got a bitchy chick, it might get, like,
inflamed, and she might. Okay, wait a minute. Let's break this down for a second.
Okay.
So I say, why was I flirting with her? Well, did you see her ass? Did you look at her tits? And you get pissed and you leave. Guess what? I'm there with the great ass, big tits girl. So who I was just flirting with, obviously making my partner fucking mad. So,
well, that kind of flows into, is she prettier than me?
I no, of course not. Doesn't mean I don't want to bang her though.
What are you thinking about?
I don't get that often.
I know, because I've learned. You've trained me and conditioned me on how the hell to interact with you most of the time.
Well, that's the same thing with anybody. I mean, if you live with somebody, you got to learn how to get along, and that's part of getting along is not fucking irritating them.
Trying not to.
Exactly.
Watching movies, saying, how come you never do stuff like that for me?
Oh, Jesus. In front of a bunch of people. There's another great one. Awesome. How come you don't fuck me that good?
Because
I'm too busy fucking your sister. That's why.
There you go.
Oh.
And your mother.
And that's the only proper fucking answer to that, too. Just in case you're ever in that situation, just drop it and walk away. Fuck you, bitch.
See? Listen, folks.
Just saying.
You're going to learn something tonight.
End the argument quick.
I'm just going to do one more last one. It says, why don't you just go fuck Amy Schumer then?
You know, I've been trying to at least fuck her thighs. I really have. Can you hook that up for me or what?
See, like, and that's why I thought you'd get a laugh out of that one, because we've had several segments on this show about Amy Schumer's thigh fucking.
And we still have yet to have one person come up with any way that I could try to fuck, because there's no way to approach somebody and just say, I want to fuck your thighs. You know what I mean? There's no way to do it. You can't. And I'm kind of, it's like unrequited lust, kind of, I think. You know what I mean?
Well, she just had a special on HBO, like a live special.
Okay, well, like I said, what was I supposed to do? Go to the fucking thing and, okay. Jamie, let me fuck your thighs. I mean, I'll fuck you too if you want me to, but really, I mean, really, I just want to fuck your thighs. Come on. They're so shiny.
I know, but they look so shiny.
So shiny.
Shiny and smooth.
Smooth. They look soft.
Slather a little bit of silicone lube on him and let her go.
There you go.
Awesome. Look at you, like, all excited now. I think your nipples are getting hard. Look at Whatever. That. Awesome.
I think I lactated a little too.
Did you now?
Yeah, maybe.
Next time, shoot me in the face.
No.
Just no. Gross. Shana posted on the grosses. There's a picture of a big titty chick in a shirt that says, I swallow. And then she's got jizz all over her face and, like, dripping down. And then underneath it says, liar.
I like it.
And there's another one. There's a picture of a little girl with, like, snot coming out of her nose. And then a picture of an older chick with, like, cum coming out of her nose. And it says, 4 years old. And then it says, 18 years old.
Good job.
I thought that was funny, too.
Good job.
Yeah. Okay, so kink.com, they're at it again. And I believe since that it is the Halloween season coming up that I need to talk about this a little bit and touch on it so people, well, for the people that don't know what's going on.
Huh?
Well, kink.com, they're doing a version of very adult haunted house.
Okay.
It's called Hell in the Armory, and it's open now. And they decided to do it again after a very successful premiere last year.
Okay.
All right. So, I mean, a lot of people already see their video.
Didn't we talk about that last year?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's Halloween, and they're doing it again.
They, like, some BDSM scenes.
Oh, some extreme shit.
Cool.
Well, because people already.
Tarps?
Oh, yeah.
Tarps. Wow. It is Halloween.
This is Halloween. Yeah, a lot of people think that their videos are creepy anyway. Mm-hmm. I've seen some of their videos. We watched that documentary on kink.com.
Did they?
Yeah. You know, okay. With all the, it was James Franco directed it or whatever.
Well, Franco. He's my favorite.
Franco?
Franco. How'd you know that's what I was going to say? He's my absolute favorite, Franco.
He's no Gyllenhaal.
No. I mean, who really is a Gyllenhaal except for Gyllenhaal? Maybe Joaquin could be a Gyllenhaal because he could be anything.
That's depth.
Him and Daniel Day-Lewis. They could be anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Joaquin and Daniel Day-Lewis, I think, could be anybody.
I mean, hell, Joaquin
including
was
including Gyllenhaal.
But Joaquin was a fucking hurricane. Whatever. No one else was a hurricane.
Just saying.
Here See, I am.
He's got some goddamn range. Just saying.
It's
for a
pretty
dude
incredible.
With a cleft palate, you'd figure you'd spot him all the time, but you don't. Just blends right in.
He does.
I don't know how that happens.
It's pretty good like that.
Yes.
Wow. Oh.
So what were we doing?
So we're talking about some of their crazy videos on kink.com.
Oh,
and they've
right.
got, and they ask you, even when you go to the site, they say, so, you into dudes, you into chicks, you into both? What's up? You know, or it says other.
Yeah.
But they're into some pretty extreme bondage. I mean, it's pretty
extreme to you. I mean, what are you talking about?
I mean, you're
get descriptive.
You're bolted to the floor.
It's an audio
with,
program.
Like you're on your hands and knees, you're bolted to shackles down on the floor with your wrists. There's like wires pulling your mouth open as far as you can. You've got a pig hook through your nose. There's some gigantic metal butt plug in your ass that's being attached to jumper cables for a battery. Plus you've got like pin pricks like jabbing at your sides. I mean, it's some pretty fucking crazy shit.
So like Sunday morning,
yeah.
Standard kind of thing.
Oh my god, it's perfect with brunch.
Nice,
it's awesome.
Nice,
you'll love it.
Goes good with the cream sauce.
Mmm,
hollandaise.
So the tour, if you decide to take it, it's an hour long. And you get to go through just different themes. You get to go to 8 separate horror vignettes. You're going to see a deranged doctor, evil dominatrix, voodoo queen, ghoulish psychopaths, and some zombies and stuff. So they're open now until November 1st. And it's Tuesday through Saturday, 7 p.m. to 12 a.m.
What part of the world? Is this in Bangladesh?
No, you'd never let me finish what I'm saying before
like
you ask a question.
Tour. Like, there's people all over the world right now are getting all excited to go to this thing, and you're going to get them all whipped up and worked up. They're going to go, fucking Oregon, really? Next to baby bumpers? Come on.
It's in San Francisco.
Okay. Well, there's some people who listen in San Fran.
Yes,
so.
They do. So it's at the San Francisco Armory, and it's $45.
She only made you wait 10 minutes.
Why do you do this to me? Why?
I like that face right there.
I bet
it's
you do.
My favorite.
Oh, shit. You know what?
No.
That's okay. That was going to be... All right. Well, you know what? Let's go to an intermission right now.
Yeah.
Why don't we?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So stay tuned for more Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Sure, that's pretty cool. We saw some pretty spooky masks today at the costume store.
Yeah, what did we see?
It was just, we saw a crying baby mask.
Yeah. I want one of those.
I know you do.
We have to fuck with one of those on. It's imperative.
Oh, and it even had like the tear streaks coming down its cheeks. It was really kind of weird.
Yeah, exactly. We need crying baby porn.
Do you want like fucked up caricature Obama mask porn?
No. I want crying babysitter porn is what I want.
Babysitter? I was about to say, can I be like the fucked up deranged bunny?
No,
I don't want to have sex with crying baby face.
Why not? What's going on? Still me underneath there.
No, it isn't.
Why are you limiting me?
You can turn around.
I want crying baby porn. I want it now.
I'm nobody just trying
else
to help
gonna,
you.
Nobody else is going to make it help. For me. Who's going to make it for me? I want to make it myself.
Do I get to put you in a diaper?
Yeah, that's the whole point. What?
Oh, okay.
Like, that's the whole gig, is you're just a really fucked up babysitter. Yeah. Oh, we did rape for you, and that was okay. Oh, sure. Rape me. That's fine, somehow. But I can't do crying baby porn. And I'm an adult, by the way. And I plan on doing it with another adult that I mentioned.
He kind of has a point.
Yep.
You want to go get them? You want to do crying baby porn? No. I don't want no part of that, but I'll buy the mask.
What? What are you talking about?
No.
It'd be a lot hotter if it was another girl, though. It'd be a lot better, I think. That would be the much...
All right,
okay,
hey. If we find someone else
that wants to do crying baby porn?
That wants to do the crying baby porn? Does that mean I get a strap on?
I don't care what you use. Really? Shit, my ass will be filming. What are you talking? You use whatever the fuck you want.
That thing just looks hot.
What does? A strap-on?
No. It looks like a baby mask.
Like temperature-wise.
Not sexy. Not sexy-wise.
Look, you cannot.
Dude, that covers the whole noggin, dude.
You cannot put a price on a premium fantasy like that. You can't hold back. Like, what are you doing? Oh, I want to take it off. I can't breathe anymore. I think I'm having heat stroke, pussy. Suck
it
up.
I'm gonna pass out.
It's fantasy time, bitches. What?
I turn it into this thing.
I don't let the gimp out until it's time for the gimp to get out.
Now, I would be kind of better, though, if they had a happy baby, too. No, so you do, like, happy crying.
It's gotta be crying,
baby. They could go back. Well, then fine. How about double crying? That would just be a mind fuck, wouldn't it?
So, like a crying baby orgy. Well, I don't actually want to making the noise of crying.
Ass to ass.
I just want crying baby porn. That's all.
On adult bodies.
Yes.
Yes, we have to clarify that, please. I just thought of that, please. I don't want...
From now on, when we refer to crying baby porn, we are referring to pornography with the crying baby mask on. No children will actually be used in this pornography.
Everyone will definitely be over the age of 18.
Yes.
No actual babies will be harmed. I'm so very glad you clarified that. Okay.
And now, on with the show.
Yeah. Fuck being on some chill shit. We go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. They be on that rap to pay the bill shit. And I don't feel that shit, not even a little bill. Fuck all that Drake, you gotta chill shit. I be on my little mouse drill shit. Fuck all that rap to pay your bill shit. Yeah, I'm on some rappers pay my bill shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, whole squad on that real shit. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Real quick, real fucking quick, nigga.
What? Welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com, KinkyKatieRadio.com. 941-421-0401 is the number that you want to call to get in on the conversation. If you want to talk to me and Mr. SC.
Yo.
What is up?
What up?
How was your little breaky poo?
I was pretty good, I guess. I don't know. I said, did it look good to me? Did it look good to you? Did it look good from there?
Yes.
Awesome.
Did. I could feel it.
It was good.
I was feeling the flow.
Should have went for break time suppository.
Oh, man.
I know.
So could have done that.
There's always enough time for another suppository.
Stevie Nicks me, bitch. Oh, my goodness. Hey, I hear there's a little birdie that's floating around saying that Ledge is going to be returning to Dangerous Conversation.
What?
Yeah, so apparently he's...
Tomorrow night, I think, right?
I think so.
Well, Mike, I certainly hope it goes off for him.
I do, too. He's got his studio all set up. He posted some pictures on social media.
Well, good. Good. I hope he makes it. I hope it's on. I know a lot of people have been waiting a long time for him to do a broadcast, and I'll probably listen.
Probably will, too.
Check it out.
He
and that's saying something.
I know.
Sometimes we'll listen to some stuff, but... We really haven't listened to anything in a while.
No, yeah. We haven't.
Meh.
Well, this is kind of interesting. There's a new caller.
Caller?
Yeah, there's
C-O-L-L-A-R?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's this, it's kind of like a cheaply made collars. Well, they turn your submissive neck green.
Okay. Like giving, fake gold.
Yeah, yeah. They're supposed to be sterling silver, but apparently they're not.
They're made out of that new Burger King burger.
It's a Whopper collar.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Whopper. It's the new Halloween Whopper collar.
Halloween Whopper.
$1.99. Two for get one. Five T's for two. $22.35.
Since you just said that, you were talking about this. I just want to talk about real quick. You're talking about this lawsuit that some football player was having for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Listen to this. This is the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard in my entire life. If you guys know football at all.
And I forget exactly what the situation was, but it was when the center hikes the ball to the quarterback. At any rate, I played a lot of center, and it was always a running thing when we got to be adults, and I played as an adult. I played semi-pro. And when you're a kid, you don't think about it much. But one of the things the quarterbacks do is they put the back of their hands on your nuts. And this is something you want them to do. You want them with their hand guarding your nuts from the ball that you are hiking to them. At any rate, there was either the kid said, like, the coach made him touch me, you know, like that, and they're getting sued, or somebody's getting sued for something that you need to do for your own NAD safety. If that dude, it refuses to touch your nuts, what happened? Like, with the back of his hand, he needs to put his hand on your nuts so they don't just get jammed up in your fucking gooch when you give him the ball, you know what I mean? Like it needs some resting area. And, like, when we got older, the quarterback, if I was wearing some loose fitting underwear in practice, they would be like drapey on his ass. Dude, he gets in a huddle, he'd look at me like, motherfucker, goddamn, if you don't wear some tighter goddamn drawers, I'm about to whoop your ass. And this dude was like 6'5", like 260. He was the biggest motherfucking quarterback you ever seen in your life. And that dude, he would get pissed. But somebody's actually suing somebody for doing something that you're supposed to do for your own nut safety.
I'm not even that much into football, and I knew that that's how things were done.
That's because I've told you about my nuts being all over the dude's hand.
Well, yeah, and I've heard stories, but I've heard stories from other people too, and I've seen it. So, I mean, I pay attention to some things when you make me watch football. When you think I know what's going on in the game and I know what this is or that is or a down is. No, I'm looking at tight pants and butts and ball touching.
So if any of you heard that story and thought the coach is weird for telling him, look, put your back of your hand up against his genitals, and you thought that was fucking weird, it's not weird. And not only is it not weird, it's for the guy, the setter, it's for his own fucking good. Because when a quarterback refuses to, what happens all night is when you fucking slam the ball up to him, his hand jumps up and hits your nuts. And it happens over and over and over again until you have a conversation. You say, look, you see that dude standing in front of me? I am going to let him eat your shit if you don't fucking cover my nuts. I will let every motherfucker right through to kill you. You need to cover my goddamn nuts because you keep fucking hitting them. Just saying.
All right. So I had to get that out because I just...
Save
you were
nuts.
Going like, and it came to my mind. All right, so going back to these green collars. Okay, so what these, when they turn the net green, it's kind of like giving the dominant, you know, they can remove the collar and the relationship. So this has kind of become pretty popular with some of the doms. They see it as an easy way to be done with the subs that are already used up and they've become bored with.
Leave them with a green ring.
Well, I mean, the green, just like if you have a chain and it's a fake chain, it turns your neck green. I mean, it goes away.
So basically, the whole idea is they're kind of getting off on it being like a permanent mark. Well, not a permanent, but it lasting until even after they've been uncollared kind of a gig.
No, they're digging it because it's temporary. Like, I want to use her until her neck starts to turn green, and then, boom, I'm going to kick her to the curb and take her collar off.
Yeah. And then that way she's stuck with the goddamn green neck, bitch.
For a little
Everybody
while.
Knows you got tossed.
Green ring of excellence.
I'm sure that shit doesn't come off as easy as like a Sharpie dick on your face.
Well, I don't know. I've never had a Sharpie dick on my face. Why don't you tell me? I've had a normal dick on my face,
yes,
but it
have.
Hasn't been Sharpied.
No?
No.
Okay.
People weren't that cruel to me, but then again, I didn't usually pass out before. Well.
I've never had anybody write on me either, so.
Yeah, I've had some weird little messages written on me, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, wake up for shit.
Sure.
Oh my gosh, we have sex and crime.
What? We have sex and crime?
We do. We have a sex and crime.
Okay.
A Jacksonville couple, has to be Florida, Jacksonville couple prolonged a standoff with police in order to have sex.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, so the guy was wanted for several warrants, and the police tried for 45 minutes to make contact with him and his girl who were inside. Well, at one point, the chick said over the phone that, okay, she would give him up, but she wanted to have sex with him one last time before they came in. But then they both got arrested when the SWAT team arrived.
She got to be able to fit that big old dildo in my ass before we leave, goddammit. I got to get reamed out ready for them people going to ass rape me, honey. You got to get me good, though. Got to get me real good.
Oh, girl. You do me right. Or you gotta try to shove as many drugs as you can up my ass as far as you can so they don't find them in the cavity search.
We could do 72 balloons. We could do 72, honey. Keep fucking shoving. Keep fucking shoving. This meth is gonna get me out of dying. I'm telling you.
Did I say 72? I meant 73.
Just make sure you keep count so I know how many are there.
Shit, did you lose count again? I can't keep doing this.
Honey, I always lose count after five.
No, I just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I start again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many groups of five? How many groups?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. All right, so that was my sex and crime.
Sex and crime.
Sex and crime. I do love my Law & Order music.
I noticed.
I do.
You perk up because you think, like, somebody's going to be dead soon.
Maybe.
Yep.
You never know.
My exploding fucking head, whatever.
Whatever.
I'll be able to snatch that thing. I'm telling you, whatever. I'll be the last person to know. You'll have to clean it up. How about that?
Oh, no. I got somebody for that. Somebody, they get off on that.
Somebody's going to have to clean it up. How about that?
Okay.
That's fine with me.
That's fine.
Okay. It's not going to be nice. I'm not going to leave nice innards either. I'm going to eat something nasty that day.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
I'm not sure.
I spaghetti, so when I explode, it's like confetti. Whoa.
No, I don't know. No. I'm thinking either
chunky cuttlefish
or vanilla paste. I don't know which.
Vanilla paste.
Cuttlefish?
Vanilla paste.
Cuttlefish.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's so delicious. Do you think it's normal to feel sad after sex sometimes?
Oh, God. Well, it depends on the kind of sex. If it's like prison rape sex, then yes, it's completely fucking normal. You know? I would feel sad. I'd be really sad after that, really. Sad or mad, or there'd be some stage of something.
He didn't want to cuddle. He just used me for my toilet wag.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, that's kind of a depressing thing. I don't think I want to talk about that, so let's not. Ooh, we got some sex tech. This is one that I'm familiar with.
See, I still have no music for sex tech.
I know, that's why I really wasn't going to announce the segment, but fuck it.
I'll put something on.
I already did.
You can't fucking beat me. You can't beat me.
I know that.
Yeah.
What?
There you go.
All right, so this is my sex tech.
Whatever.
Well, this is the Transformer, and it is marketed as the world's first truly all-inclusive sex toy.
All-inclusive?
Well, meaning it doesn't matter what your sexual gender is or your sexual preference. Like, you could be gay, straight, bi, cis, fluffer nutter. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, you could be, like, unicorn. It's forever.
This will work.
Anyone. Yeah. So it's created by Picobong.
Picobong.
The Pico
with
Pico.
The vanilla paste.
The Picobong. They can't see me. That's okay.
I know.
You guys little peace
sign. It's a visual thing. I don't know.
Asian people must hate me so much. I love you guys, so please don't.
You guys make the coolest weird pornography. In the world.
I love the hentai.
What would we do without you, really?
I don't know. And I love the little Lolita dresses. Like, they're so fucking cute. I love
cute.
Malaysia girls.
I'm
no, I get
you.
It. But I don't want to fuck them. I just want, they're like, they're cute.
They don't necessarily all fuck the way they fuck on porn. Now, we've talked about this before. Porn is not real life.
No, I know, but I know Asian, a couple Asian girls. Yeah, no, they fuck like that. They make the same face and... But then again, I've asked them too. I'm like, do you do that because that's what is shown on porn and that's what guys expect?
I've never slept with an Asian girl.
Really?
I slept with girls that were Asian. They were Asian, but they were American. You know what I mean? So it was like Bonnie. Like, it was no different. Like, there was no cultural difference at all because they grew up with the same fucking
people.
We
need to go to Japan.
Do we?
Yeah, you need to have sex with a little Japanese girl.
Oh, with your large American penis. It's so large.
Your dick is pretty nice, I have to say. Well, I'm just saying it is.
So all-inclusive gizmo?
Yeah, Pico? But the Picobong, it's a Swedish company. But guess who it's owned by?
Japanese company?
No.
German company?
Lilo.
Finland?
It's owned by Lilo.
Lilo.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be expensive.
No, actually, these are the less expensive versions.
They're only 200.
No. they're actually, they're like under $100.
Under $100?
Most of, yeah. But,
Bing.
Fuck off.
Bing, bing.
So this transformer thing, it's 24-inch, like, piece of firm but flexible silicone.
Yeah. And firm but flexible.
Yeah, firm but flexible. Yeah, it won't pop when you, like, yank it back. But it's essentially, it doubles as a two-headed vibrating dildo. But it's got, and it's got 10 different levels of vibration.
Can pleasure everybody, though. That's why it's the amazing transforming.
Well, no, depending on how you bend it or twist it, you can make it into any sex toy you want. You can make it into a G-spotter. You can make it into a rabbit.
Hold
you can,
its form kind of a thing.
Yeah, exactly. You can like shove in your puss, stick it in your ass, do a U-turn. You can go ass to ass with someone else.
You got to put it in hot water before it, like to put it into molded and then it's ready to go or what? Do you have to nuke it? It just goes.
No, it just is what it is.
Bend and go.
You just bend.
Do you need a blacksmith?
No, but okay. If you want one, you can have one.
Cool. We'll freeze one.
Freeze a blacksmith?
Yes, that way if you want a regular blacksmith later, you can have one.
Oh, cool. You're such a dipshit. You know, we've seen those 3D printed sex toys and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, the founder of the 3D printed sex toy website, the makerlove.com, I've actually looked at this, says that some of the 3D printed dildos and vibrators could be potentially hazardous to your health.
Well, I'm sure God knows what they're printing them out of. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because he says the material isn't ideal for internal use because it's got microscopic gaps in it.
Yeah.
That
could hold... harbor bacteria,
and they can grow bacteria, and they said it's because of that it's impossible to clean.
Yeah, well, so basically what you do is you make a mold with your shit and then you use your 3D printed dildo to make a rubberized fucking mold.
Or you could just sand down your
and lacquer it.
The one you got, yeah, and silicone it, seal it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't trust no silicone. I'd straight,
well, that's what they suggest.
I would straight print it. That way it is what it is, and then use that cock to make a mold that you could make rubber cock out of. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, that just seems like so many steps.
Yeah.
But still.
Do you want it cool or do you want it like lacquer finished? Well, I swear the paint shouldn't come off. It should be okay, I guess.
Oh God, that's awful. Have you ever gotten like a
paint
metallic
chips in my snatch?
Like
no.
A metallic vibrator. Usually it's like silver or gold, yeah. Really cheesy ones.
And they peel off.
They do. Sometimes some of the older ones, it flecked.
See. Do you want to see that on your fucking 3D printed cock that you had molded and fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Like you spent the time to actually make a 3D design that you wanted to fuck. Had it printed. You went through all of that. And then you fucking shortchanged it right at the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You went half-ass. Like, when you should have just made the motherfucker out of what you were going to make it out of the material you wanted.
Well, and then again, too, then you have the mold, so you can make more.
That's right. That's right. You could. You could mass produce those bitches once you 3D design the best fucking dildo in the world.
Make a dragon's claw dildo and sell it at the Renfest.
Wow. We all know exactly what would be the best-selling dildo ever.
What would that be?
Jodie Foster's knuckles.
That's only the applicator.
No.
No.
No, the whole dildo. Jodie Foster's knuckles.
Oh, boy.
Which is funny because they're playing at Renfest. Jodie Foster's knuckles. They're doing like a 3-song set. They do classic rock mostly.
Yeah, yeah.
They do.
Carry on my wayward son.
Good job.
Awesome.
Good job.
So they do.
Sure.
So, but they also said you could put a condom over it too.
Yeah, you could.
So that's just, that's simple.
That just seems so bobo.
Why?
Well, because like to have a toy that the only way you can fuck it, you got to put a, like, you
do,
don't even
do
want
to. Do you forget who's sitting right here who does that shit and who ran out of rubber? So
yeah,
use
well, you need
fucking
some more
Ziploc
glass
bags.
Toys is your problem. If you didn't break your glass toys, you wouldn't have this problem, now would you?
Power pussy.
See? You got to keep the Pyrex ones Pyrexy.
I like my little Pyrex butt plug.
Yeah, see,
I could have gone with a bigger one though.
I mean, think about it. Who actually puts a condom on a person when they fuck them? Let alone their fuck toy. You know what I mean? Like nobody's around for you to know. At least if you're fucking somebody, maybe they'll insist on a condom, and maybe you'll do it just so they don't think that you're dirty and fuck everybody raw dog, which you do anyway, which is okay. But you may catch something, so it's just not a good idea. But those same fucking people are gonna put a condom over their dildo, right? Really? Really? Or you could like take it to Chico, the auto body shop, and have it like, I want like 13 coats of lacquer on that bad boy.
Hey, I didn't have a real cock give me a yeast infection.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, if you're going to make a cock, make a motherfucking cock. Don't half cock it.
I'm not allergic to cock. I'm allergic to this one material that this other dick's made out of.
Make a full cock. You just go complete cock on it. You don't halfway cock. No, not half cocked. Full cock.
Never go full cock.
You always go full cock. You never go half cock.
Never.
Never.
Ugh. Dave would really be interested in this next one.
Would he?
Yeah. It's a sex tracking app called Nipple.
Okay. It's like spreadsheet of love.
So, well, sort of, but that's kind of funny that you say that, because there's another tracking app called Spreadsheets.
There you go.
But it's a kind of a more uptight version of Nipple. Nipple is kind of the more playful one.
Yes.
Well, the app, it saves all the details of your partner's performances.
Cool. Like, can you record them?
Yeah. It says, like, does he or she like anal, you know, fun with ropes? You know, this is stuff you need to remember.
Is it? Or you just discover it all again? I like the discovery process sometimes can be its own thing.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes you don't. I mean, you want to remember what they like. But you can even use emojis to kind of log what sex acts you did how it was good or bad, and if, you know.
Now I understand why I don't care about this app. Like, I get why it didn't ring. I don't care what they like. I want what I want. And if it so coincides with what you want, then going to have a
bonus for you.
We're going to have a good fucking time now, aren't we?
And if not, then it's all you.
Whatever.
Exactly. And then after we're done, just go to sleep. Make you sleep in the wet spot.
Yeah, make me a sandwich first. And I'll sleep in the wet spot. Some crackers, at least. Some bread.
Make me a PB&J.
Please.
A glass of milk.
Be nice. It'd be a lot hotter if you did.
Chunky.
Would be. Be nice.
I know that's exactly what you'd be asking after we get off here. You make me a PB&J? That sounded so good when you said it.
It did.
See, well, you can keep this. This is another thing: is you can either keep the data private or you can share it. But if you share it, you can rack up points with other users. And when you compare your lists and shit, and the highest ranking user, they get the Tiger Woods Award.
So really, it's just who can lie about who they fuck, really.
Oh, yeah, I guess there's a little, okay. You can lie a lot.
But you could. People online would never do that.
Oh, God, no, never.
That doesn't happen.
Everything on the internet is true.
It is.
Everything.
Yes.
My God. You have to know. So there's an accidental discovery that could be the key to a better sex life.
What's that?
Yeah. Well, these scientists, they were trying to find a new solution for, like, a new, I don't know, like, they were trying to make a different kind of self-tanner.
What was the name of that last app?
Nipple.
Nipple?
N-I-P-P-E-L-E.
Huh.
Man. Tits. Tits. Man.
I just had to throw it in once. I heard nipple. Sorry.
You know, and then you could pair it with tweaker.
I could.
You could. Well, that's all right. All right, so as I said, the scientists, they were looking for, they were trying to make a different kind of self-tanner, but then they found this other shit. Well, that's a company called ASAP Science.
Yep.
Yeah, they
need it now.
They've
Science now. Immediate science.
No!
PDQ.
They've unlocked the secret about the, well, what it is, it's different from Viagra, because Viagra just gets you hard. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help your libido. Like, it doesn't make you aroused. All it does is just do the blood flow.
Gotcha.
And this can help both men and women. It can boost you in the bedroom.
Sure it can.
They use a synthetic version of a brain protein called melanocortin.
Yeah.
Sure. And it's administered
in Japanese.
And if it's administered in the proper amount, it can really get it going. Like, they started off with 10 milligrams and it was like terrible. Some guy had gave you a 8 to 10 hour hard on and severe nausea. Like, you threw up a lot.
It was worth it, man.
No.
Fucking worth it.
That was awful. So then they dropped it down to 2.5 milligrams and he only had a 3-hour erection.
Cool.
But still had the nausea and throwing up.
All right.
So when they got it down to 1.25, that was the perfect amount.
You just had an hour and a half. That's all.
You know, and that fucking Addy shit, the women's Viagra arousal pill, apparently, well, it's been out for
a couple weeks now.
12 days now.
12 days.
12 days.
The women humping poles yet?
I don't know. I haven't heard or seen anything about it. Like, no one has said a word.
There's no testimonials?
No, there's no testimonials. Well, I don't know then if it's supposed to work, like, right away.
Are like, women embarrassed? What's going on? Don't be embarrassed. Let us know.
Yeah, we don't be embarrassed at all.
And we won't tell anybody.
If you guys have some extra, I'll do it. Yeah. Come on, let's do some Addy together.
No.
Yeah.
Let's not.
I don't want to do Addy with you. I want to do Addy with someone.
Oh, no. Oh, good job. Really? Yeah. What you want to do what? Huh?
Well, with another female. So get all revved up. When you come home, you won't know.
So we're free banging now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's how it's always been, right?
We're free banging?
Sure.
We don't free bang.
Since when?
What are you I'm talking about just willy-nilly free bang. Just I leave the house. I come back later on tonight.
Tonight.
Smelling of anal sex. Homoerotic anal sex that you didn't get to see.
That's not nice.
I see. See how bad that would be for you?
Sad Ram.
Sad Ram.
That wouldn't be fair at all.
Okay, so we're not doing that then, right?
No, we're not doing that.
So you're not gonna go snort Addy with somebody, are you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to go snort Addy with somebody.
You just have to make it clear because I'm just saying if that's the way we're rolling, then that's the way we're rolling.
So is there like a list of places that I can find you if you decide to go off on your own some bathhouse?
Hell no. You will find out when the videos hit online.
Well, how can I when you have that crying baby mask on? I mean, I know what you look like naked.
You'll know immediately.
Yes, I'll know.
You'll know if it was a film produced by me.
Of course I would.
It'll have me all over it.
Yeah, but
or somebody in it, something
in it, on it, around it, spread part, all sorts of fun stuff. Oh, good God!
Plus the cinematography, it's awesome.
Oh, it'd be great. Shaky and grainy.
That's right. Only the best audio and special effects known to man.
Hey, the cartoon was cute. The special effects was well for Dr. Starhorn.
That's good.
Oh, speaking of, over at KinkyKatieRadio.com, Katie goes vegan.
Does vegan. You always forget that.
I do. Katie,
read it.
Katie does vegan.
There you go. See how it makes a lot less sense that way?
Yeah, it does.
See, that's the idea. No, you got it.
Well, that's the one that I talked about. That I have the zucchini on the hand mixer. That video is now available over at KinkyKatieRadio.com.
It did a violent thing to your snatch, too. I mean, it jiggled that poor fucking snatch. Like the thing was like a Sharpay, like getting slammed around by a fucking washing machine or something. You didn't know what was going on. You're like, oh my God.
It's like
your poor sniz.
It's like an old man with no teeth.
Dude, I'm telling you, and I was sitting right in front of it going, you can't turn, you turn that fucking mixer on and it's like 3 billion fucking beats a minute. I think it was like turbocharged.
No shit.
I'm surprised you didn't like lose a labia, seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were thinking at the time. Look, all right, we'll just take some spiky things, spike this on to some frozen zucchini, and we're going to shove it up your snatch and turn this mixer on. It'll be awesome.
Choose some lube. It'll be great. Yeah, sure. It's fine. Went through that phase where, I mean, I almost caught everything and myself on fire. There was just... Man.
What does that have to do with putting a mixer with it?
I'm just talking about different
stuff.
Tragedies. You can move on.
Okay.
All right. So go and check out the movie. There's
free,
this funny,
by the way.
Yes, it is free. Yeah. 18 and older, not safe for work.
Nope.
So, and I'm in a French maid outfit.
Is that, I don't even remember that movie anymore.
Well, maybe you should watch it.
Shot it like in 72. Back in Quezon.
Oh, Jesus. Well, this 22-year-old guy, he was falsely led into a local BDSM community.
Falsely.
Well, because he was promised that...
A cupcake party. I swear there's a big old cupcake party going on inside. But
no, he was promised lewd sex parties, promiscuity, and displays of slutty behavior.
Okay. Okay, so what happened?
Well, after several events and parties, he decided to write one of the organizers of one of the New York Doms and Subs Munch. If you guys don't know what a munch is, it's like a social gathering, usually at a restaurant, a bar, a coffee shop. you know, they sit around a table, talk about stuff.
A lot of kinky people do munches.
Yeah.
So you can, like, hang out in normal people, vanilla world, doing normal things and, like,
normal clothes.
Cohort with them without, like, you know.
Cohorting with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a way to meet and greet.
So in this letter, he asked where all the slutty girls hang out.
Yeah.
Because he's like, what the fuck? I'm very disappointed. I thought this is what goes on, and it doesn't. Why not? Yeah. So the guy admits that he's like, I'm not even really interested in the lifestyle, and I just want to find some easy girls and hook up with and have sex with no hangups. You know, he probably wants to just get a fucking hooker.
Well, you got to be cool with the old man sitting behind you watching you bang him too. I mean, you can't be like all, you know what I mean? Like, we, how many straight guys do we know that you would talk to them, they would come to an event, something like that, and they're like, okay, I'm just going to go off in the back room. You'd be like, no, dude, I think four of us want to go watch you fuck. How about that? Like, and they get that strange look, like, what do you mean? Like,
it's like, what do you mean?
Dude, you're going to go fuck my girl? I'm not going to, like, watch? Maybe bang her while you... No. Like, really? Did you think that was going to happen? Dick face? Like, really?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Sorry.
You're sorely mistaken there, buddy.
That's right.
Woohoo!
That's right.
It's fun for all.
Well, everybody does it different, you know?
It is true.
And so some people might do that, but generally there's some cruel trick at the end, trust me.
All right, everybody, I think we're going to get out of here for the evening. I hope everyone has a wonderful week this week. And Google me, Kinky Katie Radio. You're going to get all my fun stuff. KinkyKatieRadio.com for all sorts of shit. Read my articles, watch my movies, jerk off to me. And yeah, everything's awesome. So I guess that's it. Join me on Friday afternoon. Just get all my shit on Twitter and on Facebook. And yeah, that's it. Anything from you?
Nope.
Kisses on your pink parts. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.